Adjustment during meal times.
To live an ideal life is to adjust everywhere. Your time here is precious, and it is to be used for your spiritual development. Do not create differences. Instead, just adjust everywhere. Adjust, adjust, adjust. If the kadhi, that is hot soup made from buttermilk, is too salty, just remember Dada and what he has said about adjusting. Eat a little of it. You can even ask for some pickle if you want. But do not quarrel. There should be no conflicts in your home. Adjustments will bring harmony during difficult situations in life.
If you dislike it, accept it anyway.
Adjust with the very person who fails to adjust with you. If a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law cannot get along, the one who wants to escape from the vicious cycles of worldly life should adjust. Even between husband and wife, if one of them keeps tearing their relationship, the other must mend. This is the only way a relationship can be sustained with peace. People will consider you crazy if you do not know how to adjust and get along. There is no need to insist on your truth in this world where every truth is relative. A real man is a man who can adjust everywhere. He can adjust even with a thief.
To improve her or to adjust to her?
If you adjust to the other person in every situation, life will be beautiful. After all, what do we take with us when we die? Someone may tell you to straighten out your wife, but if you try to do so, you will become crooked yourself. Do not try to improve your wife. Just accept her as she is. It would be a different matter if you had a permanent relationship with her life after life. But who knows where she will be in her next life? You will both die at different times. Your karma is different, and so is hers. And if, by chance, you manage to improve her in this life, in her next life, she will end up becoming someone else's wife. Therefore, do not try to improve her. She too should not attempt to improve you. Whatever she is like, tell yourself, she is as good as gold. You cannot improve anyone's prakriti, that is, inherent characteristics and traits, no matter how hard you try. A dog's tail remains crooked no matter how hard you try to straighten it. So be careful and let her be whatever she is. Adjust everywhere.
Wife is a counterweight.
Dada, I really try to adjust with my wife, but I am not able to do so.
Everything is according to previous karmic accounts. The nut is crooked and so is the bolt. So, if you try to screw the nut in straight, it will not work. You may think to yourself, why are women like this? But really, women are your counterweight. They are helpful to you. Her obstinacy is in proportion to your own fault, and that is why I have said that everything is vyavasthit. That is the natural law that runs this world.
It seems as if everyone has come to straighten me out.
You must be straightened out. Otherwise, how will your world function? You will not be a good father if you do not improve. Women are such that they will not change. So us men will have to change. Women's inherent nature prevents them from adjusting. They are not likely to change. What is a wife?
You tell us, Dada.
A wife is the counterweight of her husband. If that counterweight were not there, then the husband would fall.
Dada, I do not understand. Please explain.
Counterweights are installed in engines. The engine will break down without these counterweights. In the same way, women are the counterweight of men. Without a wife to stabilize him, the husband will fall. He will run around everywhere without any purpose. He comes home because of the woman. If not, would he come home?
No, he would not.
She is his counterweight.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jai kar ho.
All conflicts ultimately come to an end.
We forget the morning's conflict by the afternoon, but in the evening, something new ignites.
I know the force that drives these conflicts. I know what force is working when she's being argumentative. People get into conflicts and then they adjust. All this you can understand through Gnan. But the reason you must adjust is because every event in this world is terminal. It will eventually come to an end. But if it lasts a long time and you do not adjust to it, then you will be hurting yourself and her both.
Adjustment through prayer.
If I do my best to make the other person understand, then is it up to the other person to make the efforts to understand?
Your responsibility is to explain things to him. If he still does not understand, there is no solution. Then all you need to say is, Dada Bhagwan, address the Lord within that person. Give him the light to understand. You have to say at least this much. You cannot leave him in a limbo. This is critical. This is Dada's science of adjustment. It is invaluable. Surely you must be experiencing the results of your inability to adjust. To not adjust is foolishness. Whenever one feels that he cannot relinquish his authority as a husband, he sets himself up for his own downfall. His life will be miserable. Let things run the way they are. When the wife says, "You are stupid," you should reply, "You are right."
Adjust with difficult people.
One-sided adjustments are not possible in this world. Is that right?
The very definition of an ideal worldly life is adjustment. Even the neighbors will notice and say, "There's conflict in every household except this one." Your energies to adjust have to be cultivated, especially with those you do not get along with. These energies are already present with people you get along with. Inability to adjust is a weakness. Why is it possible for me to get along with everyone? The more you adjust, the more your energies will increase and your weaknesses will diminish. Right understanding will prevail only when all the wrong understandings are destroyed. Everyone gets along with easygoing and good-natured people. But when you learn to get along with difficult, stubborn, and harsh personalities, you have truly accomplished something. No matter how brazen and shameful a person is, If you know how to adjust without losing your mind, it is well worth it. Losing your temper is futile. Nothing in this world will fit you, nothing will adapt to you, but if you fit with every situation or people, then this world will be good. If you attempt to make others fit with you, this world will become awkward. Adjust everywhere. As long as you fit into everything, there will be no problems.
Do not see the laws, just settle.
The Jnani will adjust even with the person who refuses to adjust. If you observe the Jnani Purush, you can learn to make all kinds of adjustments. The science behind the Jnan helps you become Vitrag, that is, freedom from attachment and abhorrence. Your suffering is the result of attachment or abhorrence that still lingers within you. You will be labeled a misfit if you become indifferent and apathetic in your worldly dealings. We must be able to convince even the most obstinate and disagreeable people. If we need a porter at a railway station and he haggles with you about his charges, you will have to settle the deal with a few extra rupees. If you don't, you will have to carry the luggage yourself. Don't see laws. Please settle. There is no time to ask the other person to settle and adjust. Even if the other person makes hundreds of mistakes, consider them your own mistakes and move on. In these times, where is the place to seek justice? These are bad times. Chaos exists everywhere. People are puzzled. When the poor man comes home, his wife yells at him and his children pout. At work, his employer bosses him around. In the subways, the crowd pushes him around. There's no peace anywhere. Everyone needs peace. If someone erupts in a quarrel, you should be compassionate and think, goodness, he must be feeling so frustrated that he's quarreling. Those who become frustrated are weak.